It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Daytona Tortugas, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here from a sunny Daytona Beach. Last night, a tough one for the Marauders. They were shut out 3-0 by the Tortugas pitching staff, who had an absolute field day on the mound. The Marauders struck out 13 times against three pitchers combined and walked only once. They had a couple of run-scoring opportunities, but were not able to cash in. And so, it was not only the first time the Marauders were shut out this season, it was the first time in 60 games, going back to last season, that the Marauders were shut out. That goes back to last July in Port St. Lucie. Tonight, the Marauders look to get back on track, and they'll look to do so behind the leadership of the Southpaw on the mound, left-hander Luis Peralta, 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic, who has shown some outstanding stuff in his first two appearances this season. We'll get a little deeper into Peralta a little bit later. He'll be opposed by right-hander Jose Franco for the Tortugas, a 21-year-old right-hander from Venezuela. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll give you a quick look around the Pirates organization. Scores and results from elsewhere in the Pirates system coming your way next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome you back to the Marauders pregame show here from Daytona Beach, Florida. As the Marauders get ready to face the Daytona Tortugas for Game 2 of the series, we take a look at the other levels in the Pirates organization tonight, starting with the AAA Indianapolis Indians, who had an early afternoon start today against the Columbus Clippers at Victory Field in downtown Indy. Indians coming out on top in their game. Final score of 5-3, a home run by Anthony Alford in that game, who finishes rehab assignment, then optioned to AAA by the Pirates. Alford with his first home run at the AAA level this season. He also went deep on rehab for the Marauders on this previous homestand this past weekend. AA Altoona currently in action against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, the Blue Jays AA affiliate. Going into the bottom of the fourth inning of that game, Altoona with a 3-2 lead over New Hampshire. A couple of home runs for the curve in that game. Jack Suwinski with his second home run of the season, and Will Matheson, 2021 Marauder, with his first home run at the AA level. And finally, High A Greensboro tonight, trailing currently the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Orioles, score 1-0 at the end of two in that contest. 2021 Marauders right-hander and league pitcher of the year last year for the Marauders, right-hander Adrian Florencio, getting the starting nod in that game. He has thrown 17 of his 26 pitches for strikes through his first two innings of work. That is what's going on at this point in the Pirates organization tonight. We'll give you periodic glances throughout the rest of the evening at those AA and high A scores as we make our way deeper into the broadcast. We'll step aside one more time when we come back. The starting lineup's coming your way from Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We're back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Marauders, who enter this game with a record of 7-3. Here's how they'll line up for manager Jonathan Johnson in this ballgame. Right fielder Randy Romero leads off for the first time as a Marauder. He is followed by shortstop Sung Che Cheng. First baseman Jacob Gonzalez, who had a ground rule double last night, extended his hit streak to 8 games. He's playing first base and batting third. Second baseman Jace Bowen is batting cleanup. Designated hitter Alexander Mojica bats fifth, with center fielder Sergio Campagna batting sixth. Wyatt Hendry is the catcher tonight. He bats seventh, with third baseman Juan Jerez batting eighth, and left fielder Mike Jarvis rounding out the nine for the Marauders, who send the aforementioned left-hander Luis Peralta out to the hill. Peralta, 5'11", 170 pounds, out of Moca in the Dominican Republic, set to make his third outing of the season. He has yet to allow a hit or a run in a Marauders uniform. 5 hitless and scoreless innings across his first 2 outings, with 3 walks and 10 strikeouts. He is off to a fantastic start. Lineup for the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, a record of 4-6. They are managed by former Cincinnati Red Gookie Dawkins. Here's how they line up. Right fielder Austin Hendrick, the Pittsburgh native, leads off again. Center fielder Jay Allen II, team leader with 6 steals, is batting second. Justice Thompson making his first appearance in the series. He is the DH, batting third, with first baseman Ruben Ibarra in the cleanup spot. Left fielder Yerlin Confidan is batting fifth, with catcher Hayden Jones hitting sixth. Debbie Santana is playing third base and batting seventh. Second baseman Sebastian Almonte bats eighth, and his double play partner Gus Steiger, the shortstop, will bat ninth for the Tortugas, who send right-hander Jose Franco to the mound. Just like Peralta before him, Jose Franco is making his third outing of the season. Mixed bag of results for Franco, but his most recent outing was a good one. 4 hitless innings a few days ago against the Palm Beach Cardinals, 6 days ago as a matter of fact. Struck out 8 in those 4 hitless innings while walking only 2 in an eventual 3-1 walk-off loss to Palm Beach in that game for the Tortugas. So there are your starting lineups tonight. We're looking at a relatively pleasant night here. Had some cloud cover throughout the afternoon over Jackie Robinson Ballpark, but over the past hour or so, sun starting to pierce through the clouds off to our left, and it should be a fine evening for baseball. A few degrees warmer than we had last night, although that breeze still blowing in off the Halifax River from beyond right field. Stage is set. We have given you the lineups, and we have given it all to you here on the Marauders pregame show. That's a wrap here on the pregame. We'll step aside once more when we come back. First pitch is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leecon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back again here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, just about ready for first pitch. And right-hander Jose Franco making his warm-up tosses from the hill for the Tortugas. Artificial turf field we look down upon from high above the playing field. This turf field, however, does include natural dirt mound and home plate circle. So as Jose Franco goes through his warm-ups, a deeper look at him. 6.14 ERA over his first two starts, working with a small sample size early in the season. He's allowed 5 runs on 8 hits through 7 1/3 innings, 5 walks and 11 strikeouts, but it's been sort of a tale of two appearances for Jose Franco to begin the season. He was the opening day starter for Daytona on April the 8th against St. Lucie and was really lashed upon for 5 runs on 8 hits over 3 1/3 innings, but dynamite his last time out of the bullpen. Coming last Thursday, 4 hitless innings with 8 strikeouts. He was part of a deep no-hit bid that night for the Tortugas. Get into that a little bit more momentarily as Randy Romero steps into the box for the Marauders. Leading off as a Marauder for the first time. Righty on righty to begin the ball game. Here we go. Franco delivers and Romero swings and fouls it back. We're underway at 7:04. 1 minute ahead of schedule tonight. 72 degrees and partly cloudy here in Daytona Beach. Some gray clouds rolling in from the east. Here's the windup in the 0-1. Romero swings and belts this one deep to left field. Back goes Confidan. He is looking up. This ball is gone. Randy Romero with a leadoff homer. And the Marauders with an early 1-0 lead. No home runs by either team all of last night with the wind absolutely howling in from right field. It's pushing out a little more toward left field tonight, and Randy Romero really rode that jet stream. A kid from Mexicali, Mexico with his first single-A home run, his first home run in 3 years. Marauders on the board early. Here's Sung Che Chang. First pitch he takes. Off-speed pitch called for a late strike on the outside corner. Here's Franco with the windup and the offering. Chang swings hard and misses. Randy Romero's previous home run coming June the 21st, 2019, playing the Dominican Summer League. So almost 3 years to the day. The 0-2 pitch, Chang steps over the out from underneath the breaking ball, low and inside. Shake off of the signal by Franco. Now into the windup and the 1-2. Chang checks his swing of the pitch high. Did he go around? They appeal down the line. No, he did not go. Good job by Chang to curtail that swing last second. So the Marauders shut out all last night, wasting no time here in game 2 of the series. Leadoff homer by Randy Romero as the 2-2 comes to Chang. That's taken on the outside corner for strike 3. Let's meet the Tortugas defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Yerlin Confidan, Jay Allen, and Austin Hendrick. Around the horn on the infield, it's Debbie Santana playing third base, Gus Steiger at shortstop. Sebastian Almonte, the second baseman, Ruben Ibarra, the first baseman, and Hayden Jones, once again, the catcher. One away, nobody on, as Jacob Gonzalez steps to the dish. The pitch, Jacob takes outside on a slider. Fastball, curveball, changeup and sinker for Jose Franco. The motion and the 1-0 offering. Gonzalez swings half-heartedly through a pitch in the dirt. Like he made up his mind too late that he didn't want to swing after all. Here's Franco with the 1-1. Gonzalez looks at strike 2 on the outside corner. Marauders so far, good quick recovery from being shut out 3-0 last night in the series opener. Franco's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss of the pitch in the dirt. That's blocked by Jones. He picks it up on the third base line. Fires down to first and completes the strikeout on Jacob Gonzalez, 2 outs. It had been some time since Daytona Beach last shut out the Marauders. In fact, 8 years ago, last time Daytona shut out Bradenton, July the 28th, 2014, when this team was still playing as the Daytona Cubs. Here's Jace Bowen. pitch, swung on and bounced hard on the ground, foul down the third base line. A little nugget coming from Justin Rock, radio voice of the Tortugas. Sun peeking through the clouds again, off to the left. As Franco winds up and deals the 0-1. Bowen looks at one a little low for ball one. Barrel, light tan handle. He gets the 3-1. He takes low and inside for ball four. Good to have Bowen's wheels on the base pass. Bowen had fallen into a little bit of a slump lately. And that'll give Alexander Mojica a first inning opportunity. Alexander, two home runs, tied for the club lead, hitting .379 over his first eight games. Franco fires, and Mojica stares one down low and outside. Mojica, the DH tonight, splitting his time this year defensively between third base and first base, playing a little more third base so far. Franco ready, chest high. And delivers. Mojica checks his swing slightly and looks at a pitch that's a called strike anyway. We noted that Jace Bowen on first base, he can run and he has stolen a base this season. He takes his lead. Ruben Ibarra holds him on. 1-1 to Mojica. Taken outside. Marauders 1, Tortugas nothing. Lead-off home run here in the ballgame by Randy Romero, his first home run in 3 years. Franco nods to the signal, now comes set. 2-1 pitch. Mojica swings and pops it up back this way. That gets over the roof of the press box. Alexander Mojica, nicknamed by teammates and friends, El Toro, Spanish for the bull. Big, strong right-handed slugger. 9 home runs last year, career high for the Marauders. 2 so far this season. The 2-2 pitch. Mojica takes in the dirt. A good backhanded pick by Jones, the catcher. Not an easy play to make, but he gets it done, and Jace Bowen can't move up first. So it's turning into a awfully laborious first inning for Jose Franco. He comes set. The 3-2. Bowen breaks for second. Pitch is swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. Strike 3. The inning is over. But solo homer to lead off the game by Randy Romero gives the Marauders an early 1-0 lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Left-hander Luis Peralta goes through his warm-up tosses for the Marauders ahead of his third appearance of the 2022 season. And before he has even thrown a pitch tonight, he already has a lead at his back. Marauders getting a solo homer to lead off the game by Randy Romero, clanking off the metal roof of the batting cages just behind the left field wall. And so, left-hander Peralta gets set to face Austin Hendrick, Jay Allen II, and Justice Thompson. Those are the top three men in the order tonight for Daytona. Throw down to second right on the money by Wyatt Hendry. Marauders infield throws it around the horn, and here we go is Austin Hendrick, Pittsburgh native. And first-round pick by the Reds in 2020. We'll dig into the box. And before we can get started, plate umpire Austin Snow is asking Luis Peralta to remove his dark gray compression sleeve off his left arm. Snow wanting that to be removed in order to prevent any possible distraction to hitters. Hendrick digs into the box, hitting 276, team-leading three home runs in his first eight games. Wind up in the pitch by Peralta. That swung on and grounded hard through the hole right side. Base hit into right field. Austin Hendrick attacking the first pitch and the leadoff man aboard for Daytona. Let's meet the Marauders defense tonight. In the outfield left to right, it's Mike Jarvis, Sergio Campagna, and Randy Romero. Around the horn on the infield, Juan Jerez starts at third base. Sung-Chae Cheng at shortstop. Chase Bowen, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez plays first base, and Wyatt Hendry is catching. Jay Allen, the second. Speedster out of the box and on the bases. Peralta deals, runner breaks. Pitch is swung on, lifted deep to left field. Backing up Jarvis, he's looking up, and this ball is gone. Tortugas have a 2-1 lead, and already tonight standing in stark juxtaposition from what we saw offensively last night from both teams. Marauders' lead doesn't last long at all as Jay Allen II belts that one over the wall for his second home run of the year. So those are the first two hits and the first two runs allowed this season by Luis Peralta. He'll look to get back on track here against Justice Thompson. First pitch, fastball away, ball one. Peralta sitting in the mid-90s with that heater in his last outing. The pitch, check swing, and he couldn't hold up. Thompson goes around for strike one. The windup and the toss. Low and inside with a breaking ball. Skips on by Hendry. 2-1 on Thompson. 267 hitter in his first eight games. Still looking for that first RBI. The pitch, swing, and a miss for strike two. Tortugas coming into this game as one of the toward the bottom of the pack teams in team hitting so far this year. And plate umpire Austin Snow asks Luis Peralta to discard the ball he had in his hand. Breezy night along the Halifax River here in Daytona Beach. 2-2 pitch. And paints the black on the outside corner for strike three. At least Peralta gets his first strikeout of the night. One away for the Tortugas, who now lead this game 2-1 on the Allen home run. Ruben Ibarra will step into the box. Big right-handed hitter from the state of California. Gets the first offering and takes low. Talking with Justin Rock, voice of the Tortugas, says Ibarra is one of the more outspoken and eclectic guys in the clubhouse this season for Daytona. Next pitch in there for a strike. Always loud and upbeat and positive and a good guy to engage with. Here comes the windup and the 1-1 from Peralta. That's taken at the knees, a called strike. Ibarra briefly stepping out of the box with his front left foot. Peralta nods. Wind up in the 1-2 pitch. Ibarra takes low and inside on a breaking ball. Ibarra comes from Watsonville, California. That's near Santa Cruz, just south of San Jose. Fourth round pick by the Reds last season. 2-2. He swings and lines it past the diving second baseman Bowen into right center for a hit. Tortuga's coming out swinging tonight. That's three hits off of Peralta here in the first inning. Brings up Yerlin Confidan. Reds with a wealth of talent coming through their bottom portion of the minor league system. Yerlin Confidan, one of those shining stars here at the lower levels. for the Reds. First pitch to him, breaking ball low and outside, knocked down by Hendry. Ibarra doesn't go anywhere off of first base. Confidon, ranked by Baseball America, as the Reds' number 29 prospect. 50 games last year for him in the Arizona Complex League. 11 home runs, 34 runs batted in, and a 932 OPS. Next pitch swung on, belted deep to left center field. This ball splits the outfielders and bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. Outfielder Mike Jarvis throwing his hands up after that one went over the wall, just in case there was any shadow of a doubt. Had a situation near the end of last night's game where Jacob Gonzalez raked a ground rule double to left center, and there seemed to be some argument over whether that ball was knocked out of play by one of the outfielders for the Tortugas. No shadow of a doubt here, though, as Luis Peralta is going to get a very early mound visit from pitching coach Yormán Bazardo. And if you're Bazardo and manager Jonathan Johnston here, this is not the start you like to see, especially after the way things went last night. Carlos Jimenez last night, pitching a scoreless first inning, touched up for two runs in the second, and unfortunately had to be carted off the field when he had a comebacker line drive hit off his leg off the bat of Austin Hendrick. Remains to be seen what the plan is and what the prognosis is for Carlos Jimenez moving forward, for those wondering. Still no further details on that as of right now. But here, Luis Peralta is catching a little too much of the fat part of the plate, and these Tortugas hitters taking full advantage. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here with runners on second and third and one gone. Here's the pitch. That's low and outside, and it gets away from the catcher. Hendry, wild pitch, allows both men to advance, including Ruben Ibarra scoring from third. Daytona 3, Bradenton 1. To third base goes Yerlin Confidon. So now Peralta sees a partially drawn in Marauders infield behind him. Pitch to Hayden Jones. Is taken low and outside for ball two. These Tortugas hitters just so far have Luis Peralta read like a book. He's not fooling anybody yet. Two-run homer by Jay Allen. And a wild pitch bringing home a run. Here's the 2-0. Fastball swung on, lifted to center field. Should be playable for Campagna. He's backing up, moving to his right, and leaps shy of the warning track, making the catch. Easily tagging up from third and scoring is Yerlin Confidon. And it's now a 4-1 Daytona lead. So Debbie Santana will dig in next. Wind up and the delivery by lefty Peralta. Check swing at a pitch that hit Santana in the ankle. And he'll take first base. Peralta wants an appeal, and they say no go on the check swing. This inning really slipping away from Luis Peralta and the Marauders. He'll now face batter number 8 here in the first inning. Sebastian Almonte, 8-hole hitter tonight for the Tortugas. And despite all the damage, only 18 pitches by Luis Peralta. Relatively speaking, only 18. His number 19 misses up and away. If there's one positive to take away here from Peralta, it's that these hitters are attacking early in the count, and his pitch count hasn't ridden up ridiculously high just yet. Here's the toss. That is at the knees for a called strike. Introduced him to you in passing tonight. Austin Snow, the plate umpire. Chase Eubanks, who had the balls and strikes last night, is on the bases here in game two. Peralta sets. Pitch to Almonte. Taken just near the outside corner, but misses. 2-1. Now time called by Eubanks, the base umpire. And he asked Peralta to discard that ball, explaining that he went to his mouth with that left throwing hand, and so he's monitoring the conditions out there, not letting a pitcher go to his mouth for risk of any potential spitballs being thrown. Umpires just staying on top of things. 2-1 toss. That's taken outside for ball four. I believe that there was a automatic ball issued there. Not sure when that was assessed. But Sebastian Almonte works the walk, and so Debbie Santana up to second. And the Tortugas will bat through the order here in the first inning. They lead it 4-1. First and second, two away. Gus Steiger, right-handed hitter out of the state of Minnesota. Here's the set by the southpaw. Look back at second. Peralta fires. Steiger takes low and inside. Dropped by Hendry. Scrambles to pick it up. Rocky bottom of the first inning for Bradenton here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark after a promising start. Randy Romero, a home run to lead off the game. That lead quickly disappeared in this four-run rally in the home half. The 1-0. Fastball is at the letters for a called strike. Clouds covering most of the sky here over the ballpark. A little bit of sunshine remaining on the horizon out to the west. The 1-1 pitch, straight to the left field, and another run is going to score. Debbie Santana comes in to score from second base. Stopping at third base is Sebastian Almonte. And it's now a 5-1 Tortugas lead. Daytona bats around here in the first inning. And for the second straight night, some early action in the Bradenton pen. Austin Hendrick digs in for the second time here in this first inning. First and third with two gone. Peralta deals. Trailing runner breaks for second. Pitches a ball. Throw to second. Not in time. Runner coming home. The return throw to the plate. A collision. Hendry hangs on and he is out. Sebastian Almonte out of the plate in that first and third situation. And Wyatt Hendry is now in pain as the inning comes to an end. Athletic trainer Casey Lee out there to assess him along the first base line. And the concern here shifting fully to Hendry's manager Jonathan Johnston also out there taking a look at his young backstop. We'll step aside for the inning break. And when we come back, we'll hopefully see Wyatt Hendry feeling a little bit better. Scores 5-1 Daytona as we make our way to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Sergio Campagna gets the Marauders started in the second inning here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas leading Bradenton 5-1. First pitch, Sergio takes high on a fastball for ball one. Well, it has been a wild start tonight, to say the least. Right-hander Jose Franco back for his second inning of work on the mound for the Tortugas. He winds up and deals to Campagna, who swings and sends it foul. Straight back. And looks like Campagna, on the backswing, accidentally took a bite out of the catcher, Hayden Jones. We have seen guys left and right getting dinged up in one way or another this series. We saw Wyatt Hendry, by the way, involved in a collision at home plate to end the bottom of the first inning. First and third situation. Runner on first broke for second. Hendry throw to second, not in time. Runner from third broke home on the throw down. Al recorded at the plate, but Hendry got a little banged up. Next pitch is outside to Campagna for ball two. Like Hendry was grasping at his wrist or his forearm as he left the field at the end of the inning. 2-1 pitch is swung on and popped up. Shallow left center. This carrying into medium depth now. Center fielder Allen makes the call and the catch routinely with one hand. One away for the Marauders. Well, unfortunately, it looks like Wyatt Hendry will not be able to continue. Giovanni Planchart is going to bat instead of Hendry. So Planchart takes over Hendry's number 7 spot in the batting order. Our best hopes and wishes here for Wyatt Hendry. The damage is not too bad as the first pitch taken low and outside to Planchart for ball one. Shake off of the signal by Franco. Now is 1-0 toss. Planchart takes. Slider low and outside. Franco working from the first base end of the rubber. He winds and delivers. Planchart with a swing and a miss for a strike. Planchart still trying to find his groove at the plate to begin the year. One hit in his first 13 at-bats. 2-1 pitch. Planchart swings and misses. He chased it high for strike two. After a hot start for Bradenton, home run by Randy Romero to open up the ball game. Things have really gone south in many ways. Here comes the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Planchart takes inside, ball three. Wyatt Hendry dinged up. Luis Peralta, 27 pitches thrown as the Tortugas batted through the order. Daytona taking the 4-run lead quickly. The windup and the payoff. Planchart swings and misses for strike three. Ever since the leadoff homer by Randy Romero, that's 5 of 6 batters retired by Franco. Juan Jerez is the next man up. So again, we hope that Wyatt Hendry will be okay as he got banged up on that play at the plate in the first inning. First pitch to Juan Jerez, a swing and a miss, chasing a breaker in the dirt. Looked like he was guessing up there. Jerez hitting .222 in his first 8 games. Strikeouts have become a concern early on. The 0-1 is a slider dropped by Jones. Rule the ball. 15 strikeouts for Jerez in his first 32 plate appearances this season. Here's the windup by Franco and the 1-1. Jerez swings and misses, chasing that slider low again. That's been a pitch that he's been particularly susceptible to here early in the season. Jerez with a tall and open stance from the right side. 1-2 from Franco. That slider, back toward almost over the inside corner, but misses. Here's the windup and the 2-2. There's a swing and a dribbler foul. One run, one hit for Bradenton. 5 runs, 5 hits for Daytona. Franco's 2-2 pitch again. Jerez takes low and outside. Good eye on a filthy slider. Stadium lights are on here at the Jack. underneath. Mostly gray, cloudy skies now. Blue sky peeking out here and there. 3-2 pitch. Jerez swings in, gets a piece of it, sending it foul. We will do it again. Bottom of the first inning for the Tortugas. 5-run rally. 2-run homer, RBI single, sack fly. A wild pitch also scoring a run. Franco gets the pitch calling signal he wants. 3-2 again. Jerez swings in, fouls it back once more. Good plate appearance here. Game two of the series. Marauders falling 3-0 last night in the series opener. Franco nods the signal. And the right-hander deals again. Jerez swings and misses strike three. Inning is over here in the second. We head to the bottom half. It's Daytona 5, Bradenton 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Going to the bottom of the second inning here in Daytona Beach, and left-hander Luis Peralta looking for a fresh start of sorts. Tortugas rallying off him for 5 runs in a 27-pitch first inning. So Peralta looks to get back on track. Tortugas batted all the way through their order in the first. So here's the leadoff man, Austin Hendrick, for the second time in as many innings. Lefty on lefty, Peralta deals, and Hendrick looks at a big bender. It's in for a strike. 5 runs on 5 total hits in that first inning for the Tortugas. The 0-1, breaking ball again, swing and a miss for strike two. Curveball looking good here. First couple of offerings here in the second from Peralta. Hendrick waits, and the pitch. 0-2, cut on and miss, strike three. Nasty curve again, 3 of them in a row, and down goes Hendrick on strikes. Here's Jay Allen the second. Wind up and the toss. Bunt shown, and Allen pokes it foul. Jay Allen, one of a handful of Florida natives on this Tortugas roster. He comes from Fort Pierce. Just down the coast. 1-0-1 pitch. Sails to the backstop. A wild one from Peralta. Luis nods to the signal from Giovanni Planchart. The 1-1 pitch. Up and away again to the backstop. 2-1. Crowd getting a kick out of it. Luis Peralta trying to get his bearings back after a strong start to this new inning. Crouching and wide stance for Allen as the next pitch comes. Breaking ball misses low for ball three. First round pick last year by the Reds was Jay Allen. 19 years of age. Here's the pitch. Fastball high and outside for ball four. Justice Thompson will dig into the box next. Thompson, born and raised in Tampa. Rated by Baseball America as the Reds' number 28 prospect. First pitch to him is low and inside. Thompson, the Reds' sixth-round pick just last year out of North Carolina. Former Tar Heel coming into this game batting 267, still looking for that first RBI. 1-0 pitch. Taken low and inside. 2-0. Daytona 5, Bradenton 1 as we play in the bottom of the second. Peralta deals, runner breaks, pitches high, throw down to second by Planchard. Is not in time. A stolen base for Jay Allen, his team leading 7th of the season. And Jace Bowen covering on the play, making the tag. Really thought the Marauders had him. So runner into scoring position. The count now 3-0 on Justice Thompson. By the way, there is no longer any action in that Marauders bullpen that we saw during the first inning. 3-0 pitch. Fastball right on the inside corner. Strike one. Thompson, born and raised in Tampa, now lives in Winter Haven, not far away. Set at the chest by Peralta. 3-1. Fastball blazed in there for strike two. Thompson with those feet spread wide apart in the right-handed batter's box in the slightly open stance, tapping the bat gently on his right shoulder as he waits. Peralta comes home with it. 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Luis Peralta reaches back for something extra and earns his third strikeout of the night. Dangerous bat coming up, though. Here's Ruben Ibarra. Slugging first baseman, singled in that five-run Tortugas rally in the first. Peralta trying to strand Allen on second base here in the second. He delivers to Ibarra, who takes in the dirt. Good job by Planchard, keeping it close. Planchard taking over in a pinch for starting catcher Wyatt Hendry, involved in a home plate collision at the end of that five-run rally in the first inning. Pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss for strike one. Ibarra taking a big cut. He really put a charge into a ball late in last night's game. Stayed in the park, though, on a night where fly balls really were not carrying, wind blowing in hard from right field last night. Again, here, more blowing across the field right to left tonight. This one swung on, driven to left field, back, and making a leaping catch is Mike Jarvis, shy of the warning track, and the inning is over. A zero on the scoreboard here by Luis Peralta in the second. Marauders trail by four, though, as we move to the third here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Tortugas 5, Marauders 1. We go to the third inning here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Game 2 of 6 between the Marauders and Tortugas. Mike Jarvis leads the third inning off for Bradenton. Right-hander Jose Franco back out to the mound. His windup in the pitch. Jarvis swings and lines one into left field. That's down for a base hit. Over to cut it off, Yerlin Confidon. Jarvis thinking about two, but after a wide turn, turns back around and heads to first base. Lead-off single for Mike Jarvis, and the Marauders in business to open the third inning. That'll bring up Randy Romero for his second at bat. Romero getting the game started off in grand fashion. Clubbed one over the left field wall for a leadoff homer. That has remained the Marauders' only run since. Tortugas took the lead immediately after. Five-run rally in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch to Romero. He swings and misses. Snap throw to first by Jones. Not in time. Jarvis scampers back in, standing up. Franco shakes off a signal. Now nods in agreement to the one that he gets. He sets the 0-1 toss. Taken at the letters for a called strike. 1 run on 2 hits for Bradenton. 5 runs on 5 hits for Daytona. That dark green jersey whipping in the wind as Jose Franco sets on the mound. His 0-2 to Romero. Take in for strike 3 on the outer half, and Romero knew it. Strikeouts coming in bunches tonight from Jose Franco. That's his 6th of the game. Now, we talked earlier about Jose Franco's last outing. Part of a combined no-hit bid for the Tortugas against the Palm Beach Cardinals last Thursday. And that game ended up in heartbreak for the Tortugas. Sung Che Cheng next up for the Marauders, meanwhile. First pitch to the lefty batter. Swung on and grounded hard to the second baseman. Could be two. Almonte goes to second for one. Throw it to first in time. Double play ends the inning, so that story's going to have to wait. We head to the bottom of the third inning here in Daytona. Tortugas lead it 5-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Moving right along into the bottom of the third by Luis Peralta. Misses wide to Yerlin Confidan. And Luis Peralta, for what seems like the fifth time already tonight, has to discard the baseball. Gets it swapped out for a fresh one as he went up to his mouth with that pitching hand. Here comes the windup and the 1-0. Confidan takes high. Luis Peralta's command, a little shaky through his first few innings tonight. Confidan, tall, strong lefty batter, gets the next toss, swings and drills it down the left field line, foul, and out of play. Jackie Robinson Ballpark sitting right here on a little island right in the middle of the Halifax River here in the city of Daytona Beach. The windup and the 2-1. Fastball swung on, foul back. Now beyond center field and right field, long bridge connecting the Florida mainland. Now to the beach. King ball is just low, and that's ball four apparently. Was there another automatic ball called? Umpires have not been very clear about that tonight. Aiden Jones next up. Not an ideal start for Peralta to this third inning. Leadoff man aboard. Small leadoff first by Confidan. Pitch to Jones. It is a breaking ball just wide. Peralta steps off the rubber with his left foot. Now re-engages, resting the bright red glove against his thigh. He gets the signal and sets. The pitch. Breaking ball this time hits its mark for a called strike. And yet another ball has to be discarded. Peralta goes to his mouth again. Really credit to the base umpire, Chase Eubanks. He's on top of it each and every time. For all the pace of play initiatives, that's wonder how much that's cutting back into your average game time. All these balls being switched out constantly. Pitch by Peralta, outside for ball one. Take that back, that's ball two. Yerlin Confidan on first base does have a stolen base this season. Daytona 5, Bradenton 1. Here's the pitch. Taken in the dirt, scooped out, and that is ball four. And actually, starting to put two and two together now. I believe any time that Peralta has been asked to discard the ball, I believe that's been called an automatic ball. So that explains a couple of the walks here on what initially appeared to be ball three. So back-to-back walks open the third inning. Time called. Pitching coach Yorman Bizardo is out for his second mound visit of the game. As we play here in the third inning, Marauders bullpen going to get active again. Left-hander Denny Roman starting to toss. We'll check in again on our friends at AA, the Altoona Curve tonight, taking on the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, the Blue Jays AA affiliate. Gave you a scoring update during the pregame show earlier tonight. Score tied at 3, bottom of the 7th at People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona. Will Matheson having a solid night. 2021 Marauder with a 2-run homer. Now an RBI single just moments ago. Travis McGregor getting the start for the Curve in that game. He struck out 6 over 3 innings. Charged with a pair of runs, though. Omar Cruz, lefty acquired in the same trade that brought Andy Rodriguez to the Pirates organization. Omar Cruz, 3 scoreless out of the bullpen for the Curve tonight. Mound meeting over. Here to the plate is Debbie Santana. First and second, nobody out. Pitch by Peralta. Fastball just misses the zone for ball one. Debbie Santana hit by pitch in his first plate appearance. Peralta steps off the rubber. Time called. Giovanni Plonchart comes out for a mound visit. Peralta covering his mouth with that bright red glove as he talks to his battery mate. Both men with a little bit of a hop in their step. Seems to be just a little quick clarification on something, communication-wise. Debbie Santana, 0-for-7 in his first 7 at-bats to begin the season. He has struck out in each of them. Rocky start for the Tortugas' third baseman. Here's the 1-0. And is swung on and missed in the dirt. That gets on through Planchard. Both runners will advance a base. Yerlin Confidant up to third. Hayden Jones on to second. Shaping up to be a long night for the Marauders. Danny Roman slowing down his pace, warming up in the bullpen. And foul ground down the right field line. Second and third, nobody out. Daytona already leading by 4 here in the third inning. The pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, this time knocked down by Planchard. Good work on that breaking ball, keeping the runners on their respective bases. Imagine Denny Roman, judging that he has slowed his pace out in the bullpen, maybe ready to go at a moment's notice. 2-1 pitch. Fastball, low and outside for ball 3. Luis Peralta's command, just not sharp tonight. Pitches, only 26 of them for strikes. Peralta sets. The lefty deals a 3-1. That swung on and drilled foul off to the right. One run, two hits for Daytona. For Bradenton, rather. 5 runs, 5 hits for Daytona. Here is the set. Runners take their leads. Peralta fires. Fastball is at the knees for a called strike 3. A bewildered Debbie Santana turns and slowly walks back to the dugout. Timeout called. Here's Jonathan Johnston out to the mound. He's going to make a move to the bullpen. So a tough night on the hill tonight for Luis Peralta. He leaves with runners on second and third, one away here in the third. Daytona leading 5-1, and Denny Roman will come on in early relief. We'll be right back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Denny Roman onto the mound for the Marauders as he comes on a relief for Bradenton here in the third inning. Inherits runners on second and third from starter Luis Peralta, who leaves with one away. And Sebastian Almonte, the first man that Roman will face. Right-handed batter, Almonte, 22-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Facing left-hander Roman, 23-year-old from Zacatecas in Mexico. Ramon sets and delivers his first pitch in relief tonight and misses inside to Almonte for ball one. Line not yet final on Luis Peralta as he is responsible for the two men in scoring position. For now, 2 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs all earned. 4 walks and 4 strikeouts. Here's the 1-0, and now Roman has been called for a balk. Runners will advance a base each, and now the Marauders' deficit increases to 5 runs. I believe Roman did not come to a complete stop in his set position before delivering that pitch, and that's exactly what Chase Eubanks, the base umpire, is relaying to him, judging by the pantomiming with the hands. So balk by Roman digs the hole even deeper for Bradenton. Now a 6-1 Daytona lead here in the third inning. Bradenton infield playing up on the cut of the turf where it would normally be grass meeting dirt. Almonte awaits a 1-0. And here it comes. Fastball swung on, lifted to center. This could get the run home. Back goes Campagna. He makes the catch. Tagging from third and scoring easily, Hayden Jones. And that makes it Daytona 7, Marauders 1. So it's turned into an ugly ball game for the Marauders. 6-run lead for the homestanding Tortugas. And Gus Steiger is the next man up. Steiger with an RBI single back in the first inning, part of the 5-run rally. Pitch skips in the dirt for a ball. An RBI single by Steiger in the first, deflected off the diving Juan Jerez glove, moving to his glove side, bounced into shallow left field. Here's the 1-0 from Roman, and it swung on a miss for a strike. So he can close the book now. Tonight's Marauders starter, Luis Peralta, charged with 7 runs this evening. Next pitch is taken outside. Danny Roman, by the way, enters with a 3.60 ERA over his first 2 outings. He kicks and deals. That pitch taken for a ball, perhaps a bit high. 3-1 on Gus Steiger, the number 9 man in the order. Steiger digs in, high dark green socks showing. Roman fires the 3-1. That swung on and foul back. Count now full. Watching Gus Steiger during infield practice prior to the game. Always a nice little treat. This guy can really flash it with the leather. Glove flips and turns and spins and all kinds of adept footwork around the bag. He does it all in the infield for the Tortugas. 3-2 pitches swung on and sprayed foul. We'll see another one. Saw similar work from Steiger last summer when the Tortugas visited Bradenton. Always a grinder out there. Here is the set by Roman. Left-hander deals the 3-2 again. Steiger swings and lines it to left field. That is in for a base hit as Jarvis plays it on a long hop. Never a guy you want to face with runners on base as Austin Hendrick steps to the plate. Luis Peralta was able to strike him out the last time those two matched up back in the second inning. So with the way the Tortugas offense just keeps on rolling, Hendrick, the leadoff man, batting for the third time in 3 innings. Roman deals, and the pitch swung on, popped up. It's towards shallow left field, Jerez backing up, and the shortstop Chang moving to his right. Chang makes the catch, the inning is over. Tortugas get a couple more, though. A balk and a sack fly bring him home. 7-1 Daytona. Moving to the fourth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders bats trying to push back here in Daytona Beach as the Tortugas have a 7-1 lead over Bradenton. Jacob Gonzalez stands in, swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. 0-1 the count to begin the fourth inning. Tortugas leading 7-1. Right-hander Jose Franco still going strong on the hill for the Tortugas. Jacob Gonzalez struck out swinging his first time up. The windup in the delivery. His breaking ball swung on, drill deep to left center field. Center fielder Allen sprinting after it. Had a great read and good closing speed. He makes the catch in the gap for the first out. Jay Allen the second, a remarkable athlete out there in center field for Daytona. And flags down that deep Gonzalez fly ball. Chase Bowen trying to get the ship steered back in the right direction. We'll step in for the second time. Worked a 5-pitch walk in his first plate appearance. Wind up and the delivery by Franco. Bowen takes a slider for a strike. Base is empty, one away. Franco into his motion. I think that's exactly what happened to Yerlin Confidan. As he approached that wall, he started looking up into the sky and got twisted and turned around. And the direction in which he was looking ended up being far from where the ball ended up. So Bowen makes it not matter so much. As he goes deep, Marauders back on the board. It's now 7-2. Here's Alexander Mojica. He takes the first pitch in the dirt. Chase Bowen, his third home run of the season and his first since opening weekend of the season. Saturday, April the 9th in Dunedin. 1-0 pitch. Mojica swings and misses, badly fooled on the slider in the dirt. So Bowen with a two-home run game on that Saturday in Dunedin, second game of the season. Back in the home run column tonight. Here's the windup and the 1-1. Mojica swings and misses again for strike two. Getting the data once again from Justin Rock, radio voice of the Tortugas. That ball 410 feet out to left field. 109 on the exit velo. Pitch to Mojica. Swing and a miss and down he goes. He chased wide. Strike three. Make it 7 strikeouts for Jose Franco. And he is really riding that strikeout high. Mentioned 8 strikeouts for Franco in that last outing. Part of the combined no-hit bid by the Tortugas against Palm Beach last week. Sergio Campagna, the next man up. Wind up and the toss. That is taken for a strike on the outside corner. We talked about the heartbreaking loss for the Tortugas in that no-hit bid. One out in the ninth inning. Palm Beach got a walk-off 3-run homer to win it after being no-hit all that way. A couple of hit batters leading up to the home run. And talked to Justin Rock after that game a few days after the fact and said that was not the call I was expecting to deliver. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Campagna swings wildly through it. Franco gets the sign. His motion in the 1-2 toss. Campagna takes in the dirt. A lot of those sliders in the dirt from Franco have had Marauders hitters fooled tonight. Lots of swings and misses, again, evidenced by the 7 strikeouts for Franco this evening through 3 2/3. Here he comes with the 2-2. Campagna takes low and outside, count full. It's also worth noting that 5 of those 7 strikeouts for Franco have been swinging. He nods to the signal. 3-2 pitch to Campagna, taken high for ball 4, and the Marauders have a 2-out base runner. Marauders trying to add a little bit more here in the 4th inning. Getting some traffic on the base paths. Gustavo Omana coaching at third base for the Marauders, as he has every game to begin the season. Flashing signals across the diamond to Campagna, who leads off first. Giovanni Planchard, the hitter. The pitch. Fastball for strike 1. Daytona 7, Bradenton 2, top 4. Pitch to Planchard. Low and outside. Snap throw to first by Jones. And just in safely standing up is Sergio Campagna. Ended up being a lot closer than I think most people could have anticipated. Tortuga's wisely keeping an eye on Campagna. He does like to run. Likes to dance off the bases. Still has only 1 stolen base this season through the first 10 team games of the year. Franco sets the chest. And the toss. Blanchard takes low for ball 2. Planchard with his tall and open stance, somewhat reminiscent of Nelson Cruz. Big, strong build, tall and open from the right side. Here is the set. Campagna, modest lead off first. 2-1 pitch coming. That ball swung on a miss. Planchard chased it high. Giovanni worked a full count in his first trip to the plate tonight. Went down swinging at strike 3. Franco comes set. First base end of the rubber. He kicks and deals. Pitch is taken low for ball 3. Sergio Campagna will get a head start from first in the next pitch. Count full, 2 outs in the inning. Franco, a long look in, nods emphatically to the signal and now sets. Here's a leg kick, runner breaks, pitch is swung on and popped foul out of play on the first base side. We'll see another one. Marauders bats making Franco work a little bit here in the 4th inning. Pitch count, not a major concern though for the right-hander. Sitting at 67 pitches right now, 40 of them for strikes. He's been hitting his spots well. He comes set. The 3-2 again. Runner goes. Swung on and popped foul again. First base side. Well, with it still being early in the season, I'd imagine the manager, Gookie Dawkins, will probably still somewhat limit the innings and the pitch count of Jose Franco, as he most likely is with other men on the Tortugas pitching staff. Here's the set. We'll do it again. 3-2 pitch to Planchard is swung on and fouled back, and we will see another 3-2 pitch. And Sergio Campagna right about now, who's in motion on each of these 3-2 pitches, I think taking a little glance at his teammate at home plate saying, come on, put it in play. Can only run so much. It's coming, though, from one of the fastest players on the team in Campagna. The set. 3-2 again. There goes Campagna. This one swung on and grounded up the middle for a base hit to center. Campagna looking for 3, and the throw in from center field will not go into third base. And a great job by Campagna taking full advantage of that slowly hit ball up the middle. So the Marauders have runners on the corners with 2 outs and starting to piece together a threat with 2 away. That is Planchard's 2nd hit of the year. And Bradenton looking for a hit from Juan Jerez with men on the corners. Now seeing some action in the Daytona bullpen, a right-hander loosening. And as expected, Sam Benscooter is the man loosening. He was expected to be the first man out of the pen tonight for Daytona. Time called. Catcher Hayden Jones slowly walking out to the mound for a visit. And they're going to be joined by the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov. To fill you in, if you're just recently joining us, Marauders jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Solo homer to lead off the game by Randy Romero. Tortugas fought back instantly. Bottom of the first inning, plating 5 runs on 5 hits. A wild pitch, a sack fly. A little bit of everything in that 5-run rally. Neither team scored in the second inning. Daytona added 2 more in the third. A couple of walks, both came around to score. Sack fly by Sebastian Almonte and also a balk scoring one of those runs. Here in the fourth, Jace Bowen with a towering solo blast to left field put the Marauders back on the board. His team-leading third home run of the season. And now the Marauders assembling another threat. Runners on first and third with 2 outs. And Juan Jerez trying to get that timing down and deliver a timely hit to chip away at that deficit. Here's the set by the right-hander Franco. And time call. The ball trickling in from the bullpen into foul territory on the third baseline. Member of the Tortugas dugout gently throws it back in their direction. Here's a set by Franco. Runners take their leads. And the pitch to Jerez. Swung on and bounced to short. Steiger has it on the high hop. Throw to second the short way, and the force play ends the inning. Marauders do get 1 run back, though, on the Jace Bowen solo blast. We'll be right back for the bottom of the fourth inning. 7-2 Daytona leads. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leakon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders able to get back onto the scoreboard in the top of the fourth inning. We go to the bottom half here in Daytona. Still a 7-2 Tortugas lead. Left-hander Denny Roman back for presumably a full inning of relief work for Bradenton. Spencer Smith with you from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Historic old ballpark here on the banks of the Halifax River in Daytona Beach, Florida. Jay Allen, the second, leads off the inning for Daytona. Swings and drills a line drive foul into and almost into the Budweiser bullpen group area. Ends up landing in the Marauders bullpen just shy of the bar. Jay Allen, right-handed batter, gets the 0-1. Swings and misses for strike two. Allen's 2-run homer in the bottom of the first inning, part of a 5-run rally. That was the swing of the bat that put the Tortugas in the lead to begin with tonight. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging at a foul back, he just got a piece. Nice short, quick stroke from Allen. between innings. Probably one of the strangest on-field promotions I've ever seen in the world of minor league baseball, and that's saying something. Explain it to you in just a moment as Roman looks in for the sign. He sets and delivers the 0-2 to Allen, who takes high for ball one. Down the third base side, a fan participating in this between innings promotion, he was blindfolded, crawling around on all fours, trying to locate an object. Plays probably 10 feet away from him. 1-2 pitch, dribbled third base line, fair ball. Jerez grabs it, fires to first. It's in time to get the speedy Allen. Crowd can't believe it, but a nice play by Juan Jerez, charging that slow bouncing ball. Nice play by Jerez, one gone. So this blindfolded fan, down on all fours, trying to locate an object 10 to 15 feet away from him, and his only clue as to where this object was located, he had to go by the noise made by the fans. So, for example, cheers would indicate that he was going in the right direction. Boos or groans would indicate he was going the wrong direction. So, process of blind elimination, and it was an odd-looking promotion. Funny one, though. Kept the fans entertained, kept them engaged. One of the more memorable ones we've seen on the road so far this year. Next pitch to Justice Thompson, drilled toward right field. That is a one-hopper near Randy Romero. He recovers the ball quickly and gets it in towards second base. And a ball that looked like a sure double down the line. Randy Romero, great job to cut it off, and he holds Justice Thompson to a single. Well done in right field by Randy Romero. That's one of those plays that doesn't show up in the box score after the game. Ruben Ibarra is the next man up. Marauders infield playing the right-handed hitter to the pole side. Pickoff moved to first by Roman. Thompson back in, standing up. Marauders have the third baseman Jerez almost guarding the line. Shortstop Chang playing toward the hole. Second baseman Bowen playing almost right behind the bag. The 0-1 runner goes, pitch is taken low, throw to second by Planchard, not in time, it bounces into center field, and there will be no additional advance from Justice Thompson as he swipes second base. And a quick correction, that pitch was called a strike on Ruben Ibarra. So Justice Thompson dives into second base with his third steal of the year. Tortuga's running all over the place. Against Marauders pitching and catching. Step off the rubber by the southpaw Roman. Still sporting that bright aquamarine colored glove. He is set at the chest. A look back at second in the 0-1 to Ibarra. Fastball a little too far inside. The Marauders tonight, two runs on four hits. Two of those hits have left the ballpark. Home runs by Randy Romero and Jace Bowen. For the Tortugas, seven runs on seven hits. The 1-1. Ibarra swings and misses for strike two. Big cut. Danny Roman, trying to keep this game within reasonable reach for the Marauders here in Daytona. Swing and a drive down the left field line. This ball yanked foul. Bounces onto and off of the roof of the Tortugas clubhouse. We've seen a number of hard hit balls off Ibarra's bat here in the first couple of games of the series. And not a home run to show for it just yet. Hasn't homered for the first time yet this season. Came very close last night with a deep drive to left field. Resulted in a flyout in the later innings of the series opener. Justice Thompson leads off of second base with one out. The 1-2 again to Ibarra. He takes in the dirt. Did that hit him? No, not quite. Good work by Giovanni Planchard keeping it close. You hear the expression tree trunk legs sometimes to describe strong, well-built athletes. That's Ruben Ibarra in the right-handed batter's box. Listed 6'4", 285 pounds. Might mistake him for NFL defensive lineman. Steps out of the box, calls time, takes a couple of dry practice swings. Open stance from the right side with a slight bend in the knees. Now time called, and Roman has been called for another balk. Not sure what he did that time. Justice Thompson up to third base on that balk. And, oh, of course, plate umpire Austin Snow holding up the number three. That was his third step off during that at bat. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swinging a high drive out to right field. Romero back, moving to his left. He settles under it and makes the catch, runner tagging from third. And there will be no throw home. It's a sac fly to right field. That scores Justice Thompson. And the Tortugas' lead is back to 6. It's 8-2. So on the balk again, comes back to bite the Marauders. That brings up Yerlin Confidan with the bases empty and two away. Pitch by Roman. That is high and inside. And flies to the backstop. Confidan waits. The delivery. Fastball. Bounce hard to the second baseman Bowen. He grabs on a nice short hop. Throw to first in time. Inning over, but the Tortugas take a run back on the sac fly by Ibarra after Justice Thompson reaches on the single and advances around the bases. 8-2 Daytona through four innings of play here tonight in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Pitcher on the hill for the Tortugas as we go to the fifth inning here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Right-hander Sam Benscooter out of Tecumseh, Michigan. His new arm on the bump. Evening of solid work finish for right-hander Jose Franco for Daytona. First pitch to Mike Jarvis. Popped up on the first base side. Coming in on it, Ruben Ibarra, the first baseman. Does he have room? Yes, he does. And he makes the catch over his left shoulder near the Marauders dugout. One pitch. And one away. It's an 8-2 Daytona lead as we play here in the fifth inning. Randy Romero, the next man up. He's 1-for-2. Solo homer led off the ball game tonight. His first home run since 2019 when he played in the Dominican Summer League. First pitch to Romero, taking all the way. It's a fastball strike at 95. Sam Benscooter, 24-year-old right-hander, product of Michigan State. Signed last year with the Reds as an undrafted free agent. Pitch low and outside for a ball. Five, six, seven, two, third, Talk about going against the grain. Ben Scooter born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, but went on to attend Michigan State, not the University of Michigan. Next pitch is a little bit high. 2-1 on Randy Romero. Ben Scooter, 6'3", 215 pounds. Born on St. Patrick's Day, 1998. 2-1 pitch. That's outside. No, it's a late strike call. 2-2 on Romero. Ben Scooter looks in for the sign. Now winds up and deals. 2-2 to Romero. Cut on a missed strike three. Chased in the dirt. Tag applied by the catcher Jones. Two away here in the fifth inning. But we are told that there will be no pitch clock used for the remainder of the game. And the reason being, a foul ball back in the third inning apparently broke the display on the first base side, displaying the pitch clock countdown. Never know what you'll see. Two outs for the Marauders here in the fifth. Sung-Che Chang, next man into the box. Ben Scooter shaking off multiple signals, now gets what he wants. He delivers. Chang checks his swing at a pitch in the dirt, and he went around. Plate umpire Austin Snow making the call himself. Ben Scooter, the windup and the pitch. Chang takes a skipper in the dirt. Of the two men we've seen so far on the mound for Daytona tonight, Sam Ben Scooter and the previous right-hander, Jose Franco, were the two men who led the charge in the no-hit bid last Thursday against Palm Beach, although in reverse order. 1-1 toss. Chang swings and bounces it foul over toward the first base dugout. It was Ben Scooter who started that game last Thursday for Daytona. And Jose Franco took it the next four innings. Luis May pitched the ninth inning, and that right-hander from the Dominican is the man who gave up the walk-off three-run homer out at Palm Beach. 1-2 pitch. Chang swings and dribbles it weakly. First base line picked up by the first baseman Ibarra. Flip to the pitcher Ben Scooter covering in time. The Marauders go in order here in the fifth inning. We head to the bottom half. Daytona 8, Bradenton 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Danny Roman still out there on the mound for the Marauders. We go to the fifth inning. Fastball in for a strike from the left-hander. Here in the bottom of the fifth for Daytona. It is the 6-7 and 8 men in the order. Hayden Jones, the catcher, leads the way. Pitch by Roman. Swung on. Drilled deep to left center field. This ball headed toward the gap, and this ball is off the base of the wall. Center fielder Campagna takes it on the carom and chucks it in toward third base, overshooting the cutoff man. Third baseman Jerez there to back it up. It's a ringing leadoff double here in the fifth by Hayden Jones. Marauders arms tonight, not fooling anybody. Left-hander Luis Peralta, four walks, four strikeouts, seven runs allowed on five hits over two and a third innings. As the Tortugas bats really spring to life here in the second game of the series. Here's Debbie Santana. Pickoff move to second by Roman. Ball skips out of the glove of the second baseman, Bowen, covering on the pickoff move. Marauders in many ways tonight, just looking out of sorts. Here's the set, Roman with the pitch. Fastball right down the middle, a strike. Well, Debbie Santana, now eight official at-bats this season. He has struck out in each one of them. Also has a walk and a hit by pitch on the season. Hit by pitch coming tonight in the first inning. Next pitch to him in the dirt. Planchart grabs it, keeping it close, working around the feet of Santana in the box. 1-1 on Santana, third baseman batting seventh in the order for the Tortugas. Roman comes set. Look back at second, the 1-1 toss, and fastball is at the knees for strike two on the inside corner. Two runs, four hits for Bradenton. Eight runs on eight hits for Daytona. Roman comes home with it, the 1-2. That's low and inside for ball two. Debbie Santana, 21-year-old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Signed with the Reds back in 2016. Right-handed batter waits and the 2-2. Fastball bounced to short. Grabbed by Chang. Throw going to first base. He thought about third. Throw to first base in plenty of time to get the out as Hayden Jones advances to third on the play. A little bit of a daring base-running decision there by Hayden Jones with that ground ball hit in front of him as he inched off second base. Sungjae Chang opting to go the safe route for the sure out. So it's a runner on third with one gone. Marauders infield playing it about halfway up. Sebastian Almonte, the batter, as Roman kicks and deals. First pitch is swung on a miss. Ball pops out of the mitt of Planchart. Roman was hustling toward home plate in case he needed to cover. Five-run rally in the first inning for the Tortugas. Two runs in the third, one run in the fourth inning. Threatening to tack on yet another here in the fifth with that runner on third, one away. The 0-1 pitch from the southpaw. Swing and a dribbler near home plate. That is a foul ball. Got to say, I'm a little bit surprised Planchart didn't decide to pounce on that one when it was on the chalk line. Sebastian Almonte not moving out of the batter's box. Marauders would have had an easy tag out. Roman rests the blue glove on his right knee, getting the signal, now sets. A leadoff third by Jones, the 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Almonte as Danny Roman collects his first strikeout of the night. So after giving up hard contact to lead off the inning, Danny Roman allowing the leadoff double, now one out away from stranding that runner on third. Gus Steiger coming to the plate now. Marauders have yet to retire him. He is singled twice. The pitch, fastball right there for a strike. Roman peeks over his shoulder. The runner on third, Jones, now sets. And the 0-1 delivery. Fastball just a hair high. Roman checks the runner again. He sets. Steiger awaits the 1-1. Here it is to the right-handed batter. He swings and misses for strike two. Roman looking for one more finely crafted pitch to strand that man on third base and put a zero on the scoreboard here in the fifth inning. Steiger softly windmills the bat around, now taps on his right shoulder. The 1-2 offering is swung on and popped foul on the first base side, heading out of the ballpark. This ballpark right at the corner of Beach Street and Jackie Robinson Expressway. Intersection right outside the home plate gate here. Here's the set by Roman. And the 1-2 pitch again, swung on and bounced foul down the third baseline. Lights along the bridge, crossing the Halifax River beyond center field, illuminating the horizon, as well as some of the taller downtown buildings farther off in the distance. A little downtown-like strip off to our left, beyond the left field corner, general vicinity. Lively area here in Daytona Beach. 1-2 pitch is taken high and inside to Steiger. Leaned back away from it. Still that nice wind. Pretty steady but not hard tonight here in Daytona Beach. Blowing across the field from right to left. Roman with a 2-2 pitch. Steiger swings and drills one foul out of play to the right. Good at bat here by Steiger. The next pitch will be number 8. Hayden Jones leads off third. Roman sets. Another 2-2 pitch. Steiger swings and dribbles this one foul. Accidentally hit it twice in the batter's box. Chopping that ball into the dirt, then it bounced right back up and hit the barrel of his bat again. That's 4 2-strike foul balls. And pitch number 9 will come next. Roman is ready. 2-2 once more. Steiger swings and fouls another one off. Roman having trouble putting him away. This is the 3-2 pitch to Steiger. Swung on and bounced up the middle. Second baseman Bowen takes it cleanly. Throw to first in time to retire the side. And a man left stranded on third. So it took a little extra time, but Roman throws up the zero anyway. We're through 5. Tortugas lead the Marauders 8-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders looking for more runs as we move to the sixth inning. Jackie Robinson Ballpark here in Daytona Beach. Game two of a six-game series. Marauders trying to claw their way back. Jacob Gonzalez leads off the sixth against right-hander Sam Benscooter. First pitch, swing and a miss by Gonzalez for strike one. Seeing a lot more swing and miss in these First couple games of the series here that we've grown accustomed to seeing from Gonzalez early on. Reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. Gonzo gets the 0-1. He swings in, fouls it off, right field line out of play. Spencer Smith with you tonight from Daytona Beach. We thank you for making us part of your Wednesday night, wherever you may be listening from. Infield and outfield both about straight away on the right-handed batting Gonzalez. Ben Scooter with a windup and the pitch. Gonzalez ducks underneath an errant breaking ball that comes high and inside. Went into a full squat, had that ball go right over his head. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Bradenton tonight. Eight runs, eight hits, no errors for Daytona. The 1-2. Gonzalez swings and dribbles it weakly left side the infield. Third baseman charges, gloves it. Santana throws to first, and it gets away from the first baseman Ibarra. Gonzalez is going to get second base automatically as that ball rolls out of play. Well, it's an area referred to as the dugout annex on the first base side for the visiting team. A very, very small first base dugout here at historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So, as a result, to the right of the dugout, there's a little white, can call it a chalk line, but it's on turf. White line creating a box around a bench that basically extends the Marauders dugout. The ball rolled into that out-of-play designated area. So Gonzalez gets second base. And Jace Bowen, the hitter, he went deep his last time up. The pitch. Bowen leans away from a pitch high and tight. And the official scores ruling on that last play. Infield single for Jacob Gonzalez, getting second base on the throwing error by Santana. Ben Scooter with the pitch to Bowen. He takes a high strike. Chase Bowen asking plate umpire Austin Snow if that pitch was more or less the edge of the zone. Six-foot-3-inch-tall right-hander Sam Ben Scooter comes set the 1-1 pitch. Bowen takes low and outside on a tough breaking ball. Jacob Gonzalez on second base. Jace Bowen trying to help spark a sixth-inning rally for Bradenton, trailing by 6 runs. 2-1 pitch. Bowen swings and misses. Chased the fastball high. Bowen with a towering homer to left field that last time up. Traveled 410 feet over the left field wall. His team-leading third home run of the season. 2-2 pitch coming. Bowen dusted off as he hits the deck. That ball comes high and inside. Jace loses his batting helmet as he hits the dirt. Jace calmly getting up off the ground, replacing that black batting helmet. Unstrapping and then redoing the Velcro of his charcoal gray batting gloves. Twirling that bat around from the right side. Ben Scooter shaking off a couple of signals from his catcher, Jones. Now gets the one he wants and sets. 3-2 pitch to Bowen. He swings and misses strike three. Nasty slide piece from Ben Scooter. He picks up his second strikeout of the night. Alexander Mojica looking to get back on track now. He's gone down on strikes each of his first two at-bats. Mojica working on an 8-game on-base streak. Pitch by Ben Scooter, taken high. Well, it's a hot start for Mojica, boosting that batting average up to 379. 355 at the moment after those two strikeouts to begin his evening. At OPS, still over 1,000 at the moment. Got to remember, though, still dealing with small sample sizes earlier in the year. The 1-0, that's right over the plate for strike one. Tortugas 8, Marauders 2. Bradenton with a right-hander loosening in the bullpen. Dante Mendoza, man getting loose. Here comes the 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball deep to right center field. The right fielder Hendrick back has a... Campagna, just like he did last season, splitting time defensively between center field and right field. Playing center field again tonight. The 1-0 pitch. He checks his swing and can't hold up on the slider low and away. It's been a good one from Ben Scooter tonight. We're getting a little sampling of the stuff that helped hold the Palm Beach Cardinals hitless for a number of innings last week. Next pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Marauders hitters just not able to lay off that slider consistently from Ben Scooter. Jacob Gonzalez on third base with two outs here in the sixth. Itching to score as the Marauders look to slash away the six-run deficit. Here's the set. Ben Scooter with the 1-2. Campagna takes a fastball for strike three, and the inning is over. Heater clocked at 95 to end the frame. We're through 5.5 here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas 8, Marauders 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Dante Mendoza comes on to pitch the sixth inning for the Marauders. Tall right-hander from the state of California gets set to face the Tortugas' top third of the order. Austin Hendrick, Jay Allen II, and Justice Thompson are the three men due up for the home team here in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith back with you from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Austin Hendrick will lead the way for the Tortugas, who lead this game by six. Scores 8-2. Tortugas getting five runs in the first inning, two in the third, one in the fourth. Mendoza, the big righty, kicks and delivers to Hendrick. Left-handed batter lays off upstairs, ball one. Dante Mendoza, 1.80 ERA to begin the season over his first couple of outings. His next pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Big rip by Hendrick. Mendoza, 6'5", 186 pounds. He sets and delivers the 1-1. Hendrick swings big and misses again for strike two. Mendoza limiting the opposition to one run on two hits over his first five innings of work. Spanning those first two relief appearances, opponents hitting just 125 against him in the small sample size. The 1-2 pitch coming. Taken high, ball two. Pirates picked him up from the Cleveland organization via trade back in November 2018. 2-2, low and inside, and the count runs full. Pirates trading away Jordan Luplow and infielder Max Moroff to Cleveland in exchange for Mendoza, infielder Eric Gonzalez, and right-hander Tanaj Thomas, who's now Double-A Altoona. 3-2. Outside corner, strike three at the knees. Mendoza painting the black. Nicely spotted on the fastball. Hendricks sits down. One away for the Tortugas here in the sixth. Jay Allen, big two-run homer in the first inning, sparking that five-run rally. Mendoza fires and gets a swing and a miss through the fastball. Mendoza coming into this season had a career ERA over six. Looking pretty comfortable in a relief role, though, here in 2022. Time called in the box by Allen. Mendoza sets near his chest. The 0-1. Allen takes first strike, two at the knees. Mendoza, 23-year-old from Torrance, California, greater Los Angeles area, product of Torrance High School. The 0-2 pitch coming, way outside. Cleveland originally drafted Mendoza in the 12th round in 2017. Out of Torrance High. Here he comes with a 1-2. Fastball, rather the breaking ball, that's outside. 2-2 on the number two hitter in the order for the Tortugas. Bases empty with one away. Pitch number five coming from Mendoza. Swing and a miss at a slide piece in the dirt. Picked up by Planchart. Throw down to first is in time to complete the strikeout. Some nastiness here from Dante Mendoza out of the bullpen. As he gets the first two men down on strikes. Final line, by the way, tonight on Danny Roman. In long relief, 2 2/3 innings. One run allowed on three hits. Did not walk a batter and struck out one. Good job taking over early for starter Luis Peralta. Not able to work very deep tonight. Here's Justice Thompson. First pitch taking just inside a ball. Pretty close. Luis Peralta charged with a season-high 7 runs on 5 hits. Mendoza fires the 1-0 and swung on and foul back. Now we should also note that those 7 runs allowed tonight by Luis Peralta, a career high for the left-hander. Previous career high was 5. He allowed 5 runs in an August appearance in the Dominican Summer League in 2018. Next pitch by Mendoza. Slider over the plate for strike 2. Mendoza working quickly. He's in a groove. He deals the 1-2 pitch. It is taken low and outside. Ball 2 tried to waste a slider. Thompson didn't budge. Tortugas lead this game 8-2 as we play in the bottom of the sixth. 2-2 toss from Mendoza is swung on and missed for strike 3. He got him on the fastball, and Dante Mendoza strikes out the side in order here in the sixth inning. Marauders get a bright spot on the mound as we move to the seventh inning. 8-2 Daytona leads. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Giovanni Planchart gets Bradenton started here in the seventh inning. Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Here's the first pitch to Planchart. It misses high from right-hander Sam Benscooter. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday night. A mild one here in Daytona Beach. Benscooter with a delivery. Planchart with a swing and a flare left center field. That drops in for a base hit. Planchart with a two-hit game tonight. And this for a man who wasn't even in the starting lineup tonight. So it's a leadoff single for Planchi to begin the seventh for Bradenton, trailing by six. And that brings up Juan Jerez. Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry got the starting nod behind the dish tonight. He unfortunately was knocked around a little bit in a collision at home plate in the bottom of the first inning. First and third situation, runner from first broke for second. Hendry's throw to second too late. Runner from third came home. Throw there was in time. As Jerez cuts through a first-pitch fastball, count 0-1. Even though the tag was made, the out was recorded to end that inning. Hendry had to be removed from the game. Clearly shaken up, and Giovanni Planchart taking over. He's on first with nobody out. And the 0-1 to Juan Jerez on its way. He takes for strike two on the outer half. Jerez 0-2, struck out in the second, hit into a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. Benscooter sets chest high. The 0-2, Jerez takes in the dirt, a good block by Jones. Juan Jerez, an outstanding season in the Florida Complex League last year. 43 games with the black team. Hit 296, 394 on base percentage, 500 slugging percentage. Hit six home runs and stole 10 bases in those 43 games. 1-2, taken on the inside corner for strike three. Jerez down on strikes for the second time tonight. And it's one out for the Marauders here in the seventh. Strikeouts continue to pile up at an alarming rate for Marauders hitters this year. Mike Jarvis will step in next. Guy's done a good job of putting bat to ball in the playing time he's received here at the beginning of the season. Benscooter deals. Jarvis looks at one on the outside corner. That's the slider for strike one. Bradenton tonight, one run in the first, one in the fourth. Solo homers, respectively, by Randy Romero and Jace Bowen. Small leadoff first by Planchart. The 0-1 to Jarvis. He swings and misses out in front of a slider. Tortugas, meanwhile, hard at work with the bats. Five runs in the first inning. That's all they've needed so far. Two runs in the third, one more added on in the fourth. Marauders trying to surge back because we're into the late innings now. Bradenton trailing by six. Pitch to Jarvis. He swings, pops it up, first base side. Drifting out of play and out toward the street outside the ballpark. I believe that got the metal roof of the stands off to our right. Off to our right, the stands covered, similar to the way they are at Lecom Park. Ibarra, the first baseman, holds on Giovanni Planchard. Jarvis in a deep crouch in the box as he awaits the pitch. Here it is from Ben Scooter. That's high into the backstop. Catcher Jones goes back to retrieve it as Giovanni Planchard takes second on the wild pitch. Well, it appeared that Jarvis went into a deeper crouch in the batter's box before that two-strike pitch. And see some hitters once in a while in the game do that. Slightly adjust their stance with two strikes, believing it gives them a little bit better vision, puts them in a more comfortable position with two strikes for one reason or another. Varies from one player to the next. Here's the set. And the 1-2 toss. Jarvis swings and misses for strike three. Down he goes. Two away for the Marauders here in the seventh with Planchard on second base. Here comes Randy Romero. Now, one of the more notable examples I can think of in baseball of a player who changes his stance noticeably with two strikes, Brett Boone. He used to do that with the Mariners back in the early 2000s. Normally upright, would tap the bat on his shoulder. With two strikes, he would open way up and crouch down a little bit. First pitch to Romero, swung on and slashed foul. Certainly there are other players in the modern days that modify their stance slightly with two strikes. I want to say that Joey Votto of the Reds did that at one point or another. Ben Scooter, right-hander, looks in for the sign, comes set. Now the 0-1, swinging and a foul back. Romero, nice quick stroke from the right side. Playing in just his fifth game as a Marauder here in 2022. Had to serve a three-game suspension for his part in an altercation in just the second game of the season. Out in Dunedin, one of the first men out of the dugout and the little fisticuffs. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Romero swings and misses, fooled on the slider, strike three. Marauders leave a man stranded on second here in the seventh inning. And it's time to stretch here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas lead the Marauders 8-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Raucous Wednesday night crowd here in Daytona Beach. Your score 8-2. The homestanding Tortugas lead the Marauders. Spencer Smith back here with you. It's game number 2 of the series. And tonight, Marauders trying to keep this one close and within reach. Bradenton coming into this game 7-3. The Marauders have yet to lose back-to-back games this season. Every one of their three losses so far has been isolated. And Dante Mendoza, right-hander, back for his second inning of work out of the pen for Bradenton. He will face the middle third of the order for the Tortugas. Ruben Ibarra, big first baseman, will get the home team started off. Pitch, first one low and outside on the Mendoza fastball. Marauders, one run in the first, one in the fourth. Daytona, 5 in the first, 2 in the third, and 1 in the fourth inning. Next pitch to Ibarra, just below the knees for ball 2. Dante Mendoza, an awesome start to his evening, struck out the side in order in the sixth inning. Looking good out of the Bradenton bullpen to begin the year. Is 2-0. Ibarra swings and misses for strike 1. Never gets cheated. Ibarra always swings big. Mechanically sound-looking swing, though. Mendoza peers in for the sign from Planchart and sets. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a high major league pop-up on the first base side. Jacob Gonzalez gives it a look. And that falls onto the roof of the press box just off to our right. Don't believe Giovanni Planchart ever saw that pop-up. Here's the set by Mendoza, and his 2-2 pitch. Taken, strike 3, the knees. 4 up and 4 down, each of them on strikes by Dante Mendoza. One gone here in the bottom of the seventh, and an irate Ruben Ibarra slams the barrel of the bat into his other hand and walks away slowly. Yerlin Cone had a cameo at the tail end of the regular season up in Pittsburgh last year. He'll be back before long, surely. 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. We'll do it once more. We alluded to this earlier on, but those who missed the update, AAA Indianapolis, nice 5-3 win over the Columbus Clippers, Cleveland Guardians AAA affiliate. Former Marauder Osvaldo Beto getting the start, going 4 innings. 2-2 pitch again. That's taken just low for ball 3. Awfully, awfully close. Anthony Alford, solo homer for Indianapolis in that win. And we were just talking about O'Neill Cruz, 0-4 out of the leadoff spot with a walk. 3-2, Confidon checks his swing and takes just low for ball 4. Dante Mendoza unable to coax a swing out of Confidon. And it's a one-out base runner for Daytona. Hayden Jones, the next hitter up. He goes after the first pitch and fouls it back. Hayden Jones, Illinois State product. Hails from Huntertown, Indiana. 6 feet tall, a solidly built 215 pounds from the left side. The 0-1 from Mendoza, swing and a jam shot foul. A ball making just a small click sound, almost off the handle of the bat, as Jones went for it. Hayden Jones will be celebrating his 23rd birthday 1 week from today. Set by Mendoza, the 0-2. Jones takes strike 3 on the outside corner. 5 strikeouts in relief tonight for Dante Mendoza. 2 away for the Tortugas. Dante Mendoza really providing a bright spot for the Marauders in this game that has otherwise been relatively one-sided. Here's Debbie Santana. Righty on righty. Here's the pitch. Santana looks at one that pops out of the mitt. Runner going. Picked up by Planchart. Throw to second. Throw is too late as Confinan dives into second base head first. Planchart took a moment to get up out of his crouch and chase the ball. Confinan took full advantage. That pitch ruled a ball, evidently. It looked to be almost right down the middle. The automated balls and strikes, of course, are not being utilized tonight. And so that's a reminder of what can almost be considered times past now. Ball doesn't get cleanly framed and presented. Sometimes makes it harder for an umpire to call it a strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Smoked foul first baseline. That'd be Santana, 0-for-2, hit by a pitch in the first inning, was one of the five men to come around and score in that first inning. Yerlin Confidan, the runner on second base with two outs. Mendoza's 1-1 pitch is taken for strike two at the knees and on the outer half. Should note that Debbie Santana's ground out to short last time up. His first official at bat that didn't result in a strikeout this season. Still over 9 to begin his campaign. The 1-2 pitch is check swung upon. Did he go? He did. Yes, he did go around. Strike 3. They call him out on the appeal. Dante Mendoza, 6 strikeouts out of the Marauders bullpen tonight. We move to the 8th. Marauders bats running out of time. They trail 8-2 here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Wind up and the right-hander's 2-1. Fastball right there for strike two. Ben Skoder looks in for the sign. His windup, the 2-2 pitch. Chang swings and foul, tips it into the mitts of the catcher. Throw down to first, completes the strikeout as Chang was hustling all the way. And it's one out here in the eighth inning. One of the highlights of this game tonight for Bradenton, right-hander Dante Mendoza, 6 strikeouts in 2 innings of scoreless relief. And looking back at the career game logs for Dante Mendoza, those 6 strikeouts match a career high for him. He's done it 3 times previously. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. Wind up and the toss. Gonzalez takes low and outside. So the Marauders getting those solo homers off the bats of Randy Romero and Jace Bowen in the first and fourth innings, respectively. Tortuga's offense, meanwhile, relentless through the first 4 innings of play. Pitch to Gonzalez. Check, swing of the pitch high. He did not go around as they appeal. Count is 2-0. Tortuga's got 5 runs across in the first inning, 2 in the third, and 1 more in the fourth inning. Base is empty with 1 away. Daytona working with a sizable 6-run lead. 2-0 to Gonzalez. Low and outside with the slider for ball 3. Speaking of Jace Bowen, one of the sluggers tonight for the Marauders, he waits his turn on deck. Ben Skoder working on the first base side of the slab. He winds up and delivers. That pitch high and inside to Gonzalez for ball 4. Marauders get a 1-out walk. As Gonzalez, by the way, infield single in his last at-bat, extended his hitting streak to 9 consecutive games. So here is Jace Bowen. Walk in the first inning, that solo blast in the fourth, struck out swinging in a six-pitch at bat in the sixth inning. The pitch, taken high. Sam Benskoder, right-hander, dark green jersey worn by the Tortugas tonight. Long black sleeves underneath that jersey on this windy evening along the banks of the Halifax River. Here's the 1-0 toss. Slider catches the outside corner, a called strike. Now right-hander tossing in the Daytona bullpen. Ben Scooter with the pitch. Bowen thought about the slider, takes it on the outside corner for strike two. It's been a rather generous outside corner to right-handed batters tonight by plate umpire Austin Snow. Right-hander ready. 1-2 to Bowen. Taken in the back. Ball slips away from Ben Scooter. Misses its mark by a wide margin. And the Marauders will take the free base runner. Jace Bowen got hit by pitches an awful lot last year. In fact, led the team in that category last year. And here, helping his team get some traffic on the base path. Now trying to get the bats going a little bit more. Alexander Mojica is the next man to the plate. Hit one hard to right center last time up, but it was a flyout to the right fielder. Righty-on-righty matchup. Pitch number one to Mojica. Taken high and inside. That flies to the backstop. Runners advance a base each. Gonzalez up to third on the wild pitch. Bowen up to second. Now time called. Pitcher and catcher convene as they walk back toward the mound. They're going to be joined by pitching coach Todd Naskadov. First-year pitching coach on staff for the Tortugas. Most of their returning coaches are back from last season. Hitting coach Daryl Brinkley, bench coach Lenny Harris. Cookie Dawkins, of course, the manager, back for his second season with Daytona. All four infielders join the conversation. Well, here in Daytona Beach, this eighth-inning threat, one of the biggest that the Marauders have put together in quite a while here tonight. Last time the Marauders had two men aboard consecutively was in the fourth inning, and they were unable to make anything of that inning aside from the Jace Bowen solo homer. Here it's men on second and third with one out. Alexander Mojica, the batter, count 1-0 following the wild pitch. The set, and the 1-0. Mojica takes outside for ball two. Wind picking up, blowing in from right field off the river. Ben Scooter sets, and his 2-0 pitch. Mojica looks at a backdoor slider for a strike. Two runs, six hits for Bradenton. Eight runs, eight hits for Daytona. Right-hander comes set. His 2-1 pitch. Mojica swings and drives it down the right field line. Slicing foul and out of play. That ball just sailing over the heads of some Marauders relievers out in the bullpen. Thanks to the Budweiser bullpen, group party area. Bar there for fans and some tables and drink rails scattered in that area. Runners take their leads on second and third. The 2-2 swung on and grounded hard foul down the third baseline. Alexander Mojica putting together some good at-bats this season. Worked the count full in the first inning. He's got a 2-2 count here. Draping the bat over his right shoulder in that open stance from the right side. The set. Ben Scooter with the pitch. Mojica swings and misses strike three. He got him on the slider. Rough night of the dish for Mojica. 0 for 4 with three strikeouts. And Sergio Campagna will step into the box. And umpires here pulling out their notebooks. Not sure if there was something that went on unbeknownst to us up here. Second and third, two away for Bradenton. Time called, and has someone been ejected from the game on the Marauders' side? Plate umpire Austin Snow looking over toward that first base dugout, and he's met with some icy glares over there. Not sure if anything is amiss, though. Campagna awaits the first pitch. Ben Scooter sets and delivers. Campagna takes a look at strike one on the inside corner. Second and third with two away. The Marauders trying to take advantage of this opportunity. The 0-1. Swing and a foul tip into and out of the mitt. And the Marauders one strike away from squandering another chance. Bradenton already 0-7 with men in scoring position tonight. Ben Scooter looks in for the sign from catcher. Aiden Jones now is ready, hands together. The 0-2 pitch, Campagna takes in the dirt. A good block by Jones. Keeping it in front, the runners stay in place. Jacob Gonzalez on third base. He walked. Jace Bowen on second, hit by a pitch. Both men advanced on a wild pitch. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Campagna for strike three, and both men are left stranded in a scoreless eighth inning. We go to the bottom half, Daytona 8, Bradenton 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Lecon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Second baseman Sebastian Almonte for the Tortugas leads off the bottom of the eighth. Junior Tebow into the game for the Marauders. And he misses outside with the first pitch fastball for ball one. Junior Tebow, real intriguing power arm out of the Marauders bullpen to begin the season. Right-hander is 6'4", 185 pounds, a real live arm. Next pitch is outside again for ball two. Fastball hitting the upper 90s for Tebow to begin the season. Also brings a nasty breaking ball. 23 years of age from Sabana Grande de Boya in the Dominican Republic. He deals the 2-0. Misses outside again. Three balls and no strikes. And that's the key to his success. He's got to retain control of those pitches. If he can command them around the zone, bring some really good put-away stuff. Trying to find the zone here on pitch number four. The 3-0 is a fastball low for ball four. Monte draws the four-pitch walk. Evening is finished for Dante Mendoza. Outstanding appearance out of the pen for Dante. Matches his career high with six strikeouts. Walks only one. It's the only base runner he allowed in two innings. Here's Gus Steiger, who put together a 10-pitch at-bat last time. First pitch, low and outside. Tebow has yet to throw a strike through five pitches. Here's a pitch by Tebow. That is in the zone for a called strike. Meanwhile, that right-hander who was loosening up last half inning for the Tortugas continues to toss in that bullpen down the left field line. 1-1 on Steiger. The pitch taken outside corner for strike two. Tebow last year making his professional debut. Spent the entire summer in the Complex League. He sets and delivers. That pitch is taken low for ball two. Fastball clocked in 96. Regularly sits 95, 96, 97 with the fastball. Tall, lanky right-hander leans in for the sign. Now he sets. The pitch to Steiger. Swing and a dribbler. Just foul off on the third base side. Numbers were not pretty for Tebow last year. ERA of 7.80 across 15 appearances, spanning 15 innings. And opponents hit 279 against him. This is a guy, though, with some really good raw stuff. Looking to refine his command of his pitches. 2-2. Steiger swings and sends it foul in the air down the right field line. You think about Tebow as sort of a Oliver Mateo 2021 type project, a guy who's maybe one or two small mechanical adjustments away from really becoming a force out of the back end of the bullpen. Tebow sets, and is 2-2 again. Steiger lays off high for ball three. Tebow signed with the Pirates out of the Dominican in 2019. Almonte leads off first. 3-2 from Tebow. Swing and a foul back. Another tough at-bat from Gus Steiger. RBI single for him in the first inning. Single in the third. And he worked that 11-pitch at-bat in the fifth inning, resulted in a ground out. Tebow ready. 3-2 once again. Steiger swings and bounces to third. A fair ball behind the bag. Backhanded by Jerez. Throw it to first off balance. In time to get Steiger. Oh, baby, what a play by Juan Jerez. Home crowd can't believe it, and sure enough, here comes manager Gookie Dawkins out for a chat with the base umpire Chase Eubanks, who had to make that call from across the diamond. And Dawkins is, although not getting overly heated, very clearly frustrated on that call. Well, it was a bang-bang play, and we don't have the advantage of replay here in Daytona Beach. But Chase Eubanks having to make that call from what's essentially a shallow shortstop position, just given the runner on first base, no out situation. That's where the base umpire has to be positioned on this two-man crew. Cookie Dawkins turns away and heads back to the third base dugout of the Tortugas. Juan Jerez, nice off-balance throw from the hot corner on a tough little dribbler behind the bag. One out, runner on second base. Austin Hendrick. Dangerous lefty power bat. Leads the team with three homers this year. Tebow delivers to him. Hendrick looks at one low. Tortugas lead this game 8-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Almonte takes his lead off second. And the 1-0. That is in tight and too far inside, and it hits Hendrick in the leg. Hendrick staggering out of the batter's box, and his momentum of his stumble carrying him halfway to the mound. And, of course, no intention behind him running in that direction. Again, just his momentum as he tried to jackknife out of the way of that pitch. Here's Jay Allen. Two-run homer back in the first inning. Well, that's what put the Tortugas in the lead in the first place. And they've held the lead ever since. Giovanni Plonchart stepping in front of home plate, giving signals to his infielders. First and second, one out in this situation. Two-run homer in the first for Allen, a walk in the second. Since then, a ground out and a strikeout. Pitch by Tebow. Swing and a miss for a strike. And it looks like Giovanni Plonchart took a little backswing to the mitt there. Tall right-hander Junior Tebow stands tall on the hill and gets the signal. He comes set. The 0-1 pitch. That is taken for strike two on the fastball in 96. We're at the bottom of the eighth inning. Daytona leading by six runs. Junior Tebow and the Marauders trying to keep it close and give themselves as good of a chance as they can when the ninth inning approaches. Tebow nods to the signal from Plonchart. He comes home with the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and down goes Allen for strike three. Junior Tebow earns his first strikeout of the evening, second out here in the eighth. That'll bring up Justice Thompson, who, speaking of strikeout, has the old hat trick to his credit, down on strikes three times tonight. Does have a hit in between. One out single in the fourth, later came in to score on the Ruben Ibarra sack fly. Righty on righty, here's the first pitch to Thompson. Taken up and away, ball pops out of the mid of Plonchart, runners will advance a base each. Almonte now on third, Hendrick on second base. Giovanni Plonchart has had some trouble squeezing some pitches behind the plate tonight. Marauders all throughout, not their sharpest ball game tonight, as Bradenton in danger of losing back-to-back games for the first time this season. Tebow sets with men on second and third, and his 1-0 toss. Thompson looks at a fastball strike. Here's the set by Tebow. 1-1 toss is swung on and drilled foul off to the right. Sneak peek to the top of the ninth inning, who the Marauders will send up to the plate. Once that comes around, bottom third of the order. Plonchart, Jerez, and Jarvis. Tebow nods to the sign from Plonchart. The 1-2 pitch from the right-hander is taken high for ball two, trying to blow the fastball by him. Justice Thompson grew up in Tampa, now makes his home in Winter Haven, Florida. Not a far drive away. Here's the 2-2 from Tebow. It is swung on and bounced up the middle. Shortstop Chang charges, gloved by the second baseman Bolin, who cuts in front, gets the backhand, throw to first in time, inning over. So a scoreless eighth inning by Junior Tebow, but the Marauders come to bat in the ninth, facing their last chance here in Daytona, trailing 8-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lee Compark.
Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
One more chance for the Marauders tonight here in Daytona Beach. They face an 8-2 deficit as we go to the ninth inning here in Game 2 of the 6-game series. New right-hander onto the hill tonight for the ninth inning. Daytona right-hander Jose Peralta, native of Venezuela, takes over on the hill, and he gets set to face 7-8-9, the Marauders' order. Catcher Giovanni Planchart is the first of those three men. Peralta sets. Righty kicks his leg and delivers. Fastball up and away for ball one. Planchart, 2-for-3, a pair of singles this evening. Peralta sets belt high. High leg kick and the 1-0 pitch. And misses low and away for ball two. Peralta is out there for just his second appearance of the season. Sets. Deals the 2-0. Planchart takes low and outside for ball three. Peralta, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. Spent last season in the Arizona Complex League. Signed for the Reds back in 2017. Here is the set. And the 3-0. Planchart taking all the way. Stares down a fastball strike at 91. Peralta wears the white number 41 on the back of the dark green Tortugas jersey. 3-1 from the right-hander. That one swung on and fouled back. Neither team has scored since the fourth inning when the teams traded runs, one apiece in their respective halves of the fourth. Daytona leading 8-2 with the Marauders facing their final three outs here in the ninth inning. Peralta with the 3-2 to Planchart. It is swung on and fouled back. We'll see another. Five-run bottom of the first inning for the Tortugas. Stands as the main tipping point of this game. Those five runs coming on four hits. Here's Peralta with another 3-2. Way outside, ball four to Planchart. The ball rolls to the backstop. Planchart hustling to first base. Won't go any further. Now the Marauders have the leadoff man on base here in the ninth. Juan Jerez will be the next man of the dish. Nice defensive play by Jerez at third base, last half inning. Backhanded a ball behind the bag at third. Off-balance throw to first. Got Gus Steiger on a ground out. Peralta sets and fires. Jerez swings and smokes this one deep to right field toward the line. This ball is a fair ball and bouncing to the wall. Into third base comes Giovanni Planchard. He's being waved home. Into second goes Jerez. Relay throw from right field home is not in time. Planchard scores. Now here comes Jerez. As the ball gets loose, he slides. Safe on the play! Jerez scores. He circles the bases on the play as the ball gets away. And now Tortuga's manager, Gookie Dawkins, is completely irate. And got to say, it's hard to blame him. Very close play of the plate as the ball squirted away on the relay throw to the plate from right field. And Juan Jerez, who was plate umpire Austin Snow, is not letting them appeal for some reason. Oh, they're calling him out. And predictably, Jonathan Johnston comes out of the first base dugout. So evidently, Juan Jerez did not touch third base on his way coming in to score on that last play. And now Johnston comes out to talk with Snow and says, okay, are you sure about this? So much for the pace of play initiatives tonight. Mike Jarvis innocently taking his practice swings as he gets ready to step into the box. Jonathan Johnston is none too happy at the call as two-man umpiring crew calls Juan Jerez out on the appeal. Did not touch third base as the ball got away from the catcher on that wacky play. So instead of an 8-4 ball game, it'll be an 8-3 game and now one out here in the ninth. Here's Mike Jarvis, righty on righty, pitched by Peralta. It's a fastball for a strike. Long look in by Peralta. Here's the 0-1 toss. Jarvis swings and fouls it back. You can perceive a little bit of a sucking of the air out of the proverbial balloon for the Marauders here in the ninth inning as one of those runs negated by the appeal by Daytona. Long look in by Peralta here. He shakes off one signal. Mike Jarvis again deepening that crouch in the stance with two strikes on him. Here's the pitch by the righty. Swing and a foul back. We'll do it again. Now what I'm not understanding in that appeal process is why the umpires made the Tortugas repeat it, A, and then B, why it took them so long to make the call once that second appeal attempt was made. Here's the 0-2 pitch again. Jarvis swings and grounds it up the middle, a behind-the-back snare by Peralta. He underhand flips to first in time, two away. And that's just the Marauders' evening in a nutshell for you. Seemingly nothing really breaking the Marauders' way tonight. They face their final out here in the ninth. And a little twist of irony, Randy Romero, who gave the team a promising start with a leadoff homer to open the game, now represents the Marauders' final hope here in the ninth. Daytona leading 8-3. Pitch to Romero is taken high for ball one. So the official scoring decision, by the way, on that Juan Jerez play, ruled a triple. And the 1-0 pitch coming. That is a fastball there for a strike. Now, I'm not exactly sure why it's been ruled a triple if he supposedly never touched third base. That doesn't make any sense. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Romero for strike two. Three runs, seven hits for the Marauders. Eight runs, eight hits for the Tortugas, who are now one strike away from victory. The set by Peralta. 1-2 pitch to Romero is taken low for ball two. Romero, wide stance from the right side, awaits the 2-2. Here it comes from Peralta. Romero takes just outside for ball three. Nobody aboard for the Marauders, looking for some late magic here in the ninth inning, trailing by five. Peralta with the 3-2 to Romero. He swings and bounces it to the shortstop hole, backhanded by Steiger. Off-bound throw to first is in time to get Romero, and that's the ball game. Tortugas win this one 8-3, and for the first time this season, the Marauders have lost back-to-back games. Tortugas go through the high five line across the center of the diamond, and Gustavo Omana, normally very mild-mannered, is really letting the umpires hear it on the third base side as they depart the field. Tempers flaring on both sides as this game comes to a close. And this was a funky one. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show gets underway. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, where the Marauders have just dropped a funky ball game by a final score of 8-3, and it was a high-scoring one early on. Let's get into it. Top of the first inning, Randy Romero wasted no time in giving the Marauders an early lead with a solo homer to left field off the roof of the batting cages to open up the ball game. The lead would not hold, though. Bottom of the first inning, the Tortugas rallied for 5 runs and never relinquished the lead. Austin Hendrick a single. Jay Allen a go-ahead 2-run homer to left field. A single, a ground rule double, a sac fly, a hit-by-pitch, a walk, and an RBI single all put together those 5 runs for the Tortugas. Wyatt Hendry, Marauders catcher, unfortunately hurt and had to leave the game in the bottom of the first inning. First and third situation. Runner off first, broke for second. Stole second safely, the throw too late. Throw from second came home after the runner on third broke as the throw ended to second base. Runner out on the play. At the plate, Wyatt Hendry hung on to the ball, but he was dinged up in the collision at home plate and appeared to be gripping his wrist or his forearm in discomfort as he left the game. And we wish our best to Wyatt as he is hopefully going to be good to go again pretty soon. So, score stood at 5-1 Daytona after one inning of play. Tortugas added 2 more in the bottom of the third. We saw a sac fly to center by Sebastian Almonte and also a balk by Marauders reliever Danny Roman brought home another run. Two teams traded runs in the fourth inning. Jace Bowen with a solo homer out to left field in the top of the fourth. Bottom half, the Tortugas got the run back just as Thompson singled and later came in to score on a sac fly by Ruben Ibarra. Neither team would score over the next 4 innings. Top of the ninth, the Marauders did get a run back. It was an oddball ninth inning, to say the least. Leadoff walk by Giovanni Planchard. Juan Jerez, the next batter, hit a triple down the right field line. Planchard scored what appeared to be relatively easily and beating the throw from right field on the relay from shallow right as the Tortugas recovered the ball from along the base of the right field wall. Ball squirted away from the catcher on that play, and then Juan Jerez raced home and scored what appeared to be another run for the Marauders. But hold on a second. The Tortugas appealed at third base. The right-handed pitcher Jose Peralta stepped on the rubber, stepped back off, and made the proper appeal, throwing to the third baseman. Umpires called the Marauders runner out for not properly touching third base, and we initially thought it was Juan Jerez, but we've gotten clarification since that it was Giovanni Planchard, who did not touch third base, evidently, on his way coming in to score. Manager Gooky Dawkins was the man who originally argued a call earlier in the play, and then manager Jonathan Johnston came out to argue for the Marauders when the call was reversed. And so, that was that, as the Tortugas got a big out there. That took a little bit of the air out of the balloon for the Marauders in that inning, and Bradenton would not get another run across. Randy Romero grounded out to the hole at short to end the game, and so the end result, an 8-3 Tortugas win as the Marauders lose back-to-back games for the first time this season. For the totals in this one, the Marauders, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 7 men on base and went 0-8 with men in scoring position. For the Tortugas, 8 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 7 men on base and went 1-11 with men in scoring position. The winning pitcher out of the bullpen for the Tortugas tonight is Sam Benscooter. The loss goes to Marauders lefty Luis Peralta. Time of game, 2 hours and 52 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,554 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It was 72 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Marauders dropped to 7-4 on the season, and with their win, the Tortugas climb closer to 500. They are now 5-6 on the campaign. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, postgame show continues. We'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game tonight. And this evening, those honors go to Marauders righty Dante Mendoza. Six strikeouts over two scoreless innings. Mendoza walked one batter. That was his only base runner allowed in his two scoreless innings. Mendoza doing his part to help keep the game close for the Marauders. And those six strikeouts match his career high. Dante Mendoza is tonight's Marauders player of the game. We turn our attention now to the third game of the six-game series. As the set continues tomorrow, another 7.05 p.m. first pitch here at the Jack. Right-hander Valentin Linares set to make his first start as a Marauder. He will go opposite right-hander Chase Petty for the Tortugas. We'll be on the air for the pregame show at 6.50 p.m. tomorrow, and we hope you can join us. As always, you can listen online at BradentonMarauders.com. Once again, the final score tonight, the Daytona Tortugas 8 and the Marauders 3. So Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Daytona Beach.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.